Good morning.
大家早安。
Good to be with you all.
很高兴跟大家在一起。
Let's turn with me to Luke chapter 10.
我们一起来翻到路加福音第十章。
We'll be looking at verses 38 through 42 this morning.
今天我们一起来看第三十八到四十二节。
This is the first Sunday of the New Year, so Happy New Year.
今天是新年的第一个主日，所以大家新年快乐。
The title of this sermon is One Thing You Need in 2019.
所以今天我们讲到的题目是2019年你最需要的一件事。
When we look back on 2018, many of us realize that there are things that we would want to do differently this year.
当我们回头看2018年，我们也许意识到有些事情在新的一年我们需要做出改变。
For some of you, 2018 was a tough year.
对于有些人来说2018年是非常艰难的一年。
There were some unexpected things that made the year difficult.
有很多出乎意料的事情发生，让这一年变得特别的艰难。
And some of those things have followed you into the new year.
而很多事情也也跟着进入了新的一年。
Some of you lost loved ones, some of you experienced financial hardships, and some of you had relational conflict with people.
我们有些人经历了一些有的人失去了亲人，有的人会有经济上的挣扎，还有的人经历了人际关系上的矛盾。
And some of you had unforeseen health issues.
也有的人经历了不曾意料到的疾病。
As we reflect on the past year, we begin to realize something.
当我们回头看过去的一年，我们会意识到一点。
That we don't have as much control of our lives as we think.
我们并没有自己想象的那样，对生活有完全的掌控。
And so as the year comes to an end, we begin to look at the areas that are within our control and we seek to bring about positive change in our lives.
所以当我们在这一年结束的时候，我们会看一看我们生活里还有哪些我们可以掌控的地方，然后希望能够带来一些积极的改变。
And so many people make New Year's resolutions or commitments to bring about certain change in our lives.
这就是为什么很多人喜欢立新年志向的原因，因为我们希望能做一些改变。
We look to be more healthy, have more time for relationships, and have less distractions in our life.
我们希望我们有更多的健康，我们跟有更好的人际关系，或者有更少的事情来分心搅扰我们。
And so what the New Year does is it helps us reset and reassess where we're at in life.
所以新的一年来到会帮助我们重新设定，重新的评估我们自己生活的状况。
It allows us to get our priorities straight.
它允许我们来重新的梳理我们生活里面的优先次序。
And so there are many things that we could do, but priorities tell us that there are certain things that we should do.
我们生活中我们可以做许多的事情，但是这个优先次序告诉我们，我们首先应该有哪些事情要做。
There are certain things in life that we should give more attention to than others.
我们生活中当然有一些事情，比另一些事情更值得我们去投入精力。
We know this, but we find it difficult to remain focused as time goes on.
我们大家都很清楚这一点，但是难的就是我们很难保持专注在这些重要的事情上。
Let me ask you this. If you could have just one thing in 2019, what would it be?
所以让我问你这个问题，如果2019年只有一件事情你非做不可，那么这件事情是什么？
Think about that for a moment. If you could have one thing this year, what would it be?
我们一起来思想片刻，如果只有一件事情你需要做，那是件什么事情？
In this passage before us, Jesus is going to speak about the one thing we need most in life.
所以今天我们来看的这节经文，耶稣就教导我们，我们最需要的那一件事是什么。
He's going to expose the condition of our hearts.
耶稣会揭示出我们自己内心的真实的光景。
He's going to speak about good things that get in the way of the best thing.
他会指出我们是什么样的事情让我们不能享受那上好的福分。
And he's going to tell us He's going to tell us that we have a choice in what we prioritize.
他也告诉我们，我们可以做这样一个选择，选择一件事情来优先去做。
Let's look at Luke chapter 10 and let's see some of the events that led to Jesus coming to the home of Mary and Martha.
所以我们再来看路加福音第十章，在耶稣去到玛利亚和马大的家里之前，发生了哪些事情。
And so in the beginning of Luke 10, we see Jesus telling his disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, pray earnestly to the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest."
所以在路加福音第十章的开头，我们看到耶稣告诉他的门徒，要收的庄稼多，做工的人少，所以你们当求庄稼的主打发工人出去收他的庄稼。
And then he sends them out to go before him into every town and place where he was about to go.
然后耶稣就差他的门徒去到一个一个的城镇，然后在耶稣去到那里之前做一些预备的事工。
And so he's sending them out to do the work of the ministry.
所以耶稣是差他们出去，做这个传道的事工。
And so they come back to Jesus and they report all the great things that God is doing through them.
然后这些门徒，就回到了耶稣那里，向耶稣非常欢喜地向他报告，神借着他们做了哪些伟大的事情。
Jesus gave them the authority to heal the sick and to cast out demons, and so they were experiencing the power of God firsthand.
耶稣给了他们这样的权柄，可以让他们医病赶鬼，所以他们可以亲身来经历到神的大能。
And then we have the parable of the Good Samaritan.
接下来，耶稣就讲到了好撒玛利亚人的比喻。
And in this parable, we see the importance of not just saying what we believe, but of showing what we believe.
所以借着这个比喻，耶稣也告诉我们，我们的信仰不光是要说出来，但也是要行出来的。
And so this is a chapter that's surrounded by activity. It's surrounded by labor, ministry, and acts of compassion.
所以这章里面我们看到了，这章的经文充满了各种各样的活动，因为我们看到的都是做工、服事。怜悯的举动等等。
After Jesus tells the parable of the Good Samaritan, he enters the village where Mary and Martha live.
在耶稣讲完好撒玛利亚人的比喻之后，我们就看到耶稣进入了玛利亚和马大的村庄。
We're given some more information about this family in John chapter 11.
关于这个家庭的一些信息，我们可以在约翰福音第十一章里面看到。
We learn there that Lazarus is the brother of Mary and Martha.
我们知道，拉撒路就是这个玛利亚和马大的兄弟。
We learn that they live in a village called Bethany.
他们住在一个叫伯大尼的村庄里面。
Notice what it says in John 11 verse 5. It says, "Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus."
在约翰福音十一章五节这样说：耶稣素来爱马大和他的妹子。
And so Jesus loves this family and he cares for them a lot.
因为我们知道耶稣非常爱这家人，也非常的关心他们。
Notice our scripture this morning in verse 38 through 40. We see how Mary and Martha respond to Jesus.
所以在今天我们看的经文，路加福音十章的38到40节，我们可以看到马大和玛利亚对待耶稣的两种方式。
Martha welcomes Jesus into her house.
马大首先欢迎耶稣到他们家里来。
And so she probably has the gift of hospitality.
所以我们可以看出来，这个人也许就是天生好客。
She loves to serve and she loves to take care of people.
她很喜欢服侍别人，很喜欢照顾别人。
We see in verse 39 that Mary sat at the Lord's feet and listened to his teaching.
但是我们在39节看到玛利亚她在耶稣的脚前坐着听他的道。
Notice that Jesus is in the house and there's two different responses.
所以我们看到耶稣已经在他们的家里了，但是这两个人有两种方式来回应耶稣。
And so we see the contrast between Mary and Martha in verse 39 and 40.
所以在39到40节我们看到马大和玛利亚形成了一组对比。
Mary is taking time to be with Jesus, but Martha is distracted with much serving.
我们看到玛利亚利用好这样的时间来跟耶稣在一起，但是马大却被很多事情所扰乱。
So let me ask you this.
所以我来问你这个问题。
Is serving God a bad thing?
服侍神难道是一个坏的事情吗?
I would say no, but it's not always the best thing.
当然不是坏事情，但是它未必就永远都是最好的那件事情。
And what we see from this scripture is that a good thing in your life can distract you from the best thing.
我们可以看到一些本来可能是好事，但它可能会让你无福选择那个上好的福分。
What are the good things in your life that distract you from being alone with God?
所以是什么样的事情又在搅扰你，让你分心，让你没有时间跟上帝相处呢？
You see, Martha was guilty of being pushed and pulled by the needs that were around her.
我们在这里看到马大的错误在于她任由自己被身边的事情使唤来使唤去。
She was giving into the pressure that we feel so many times to be productive.
她跟我们一样屈服于一种压力。 我们常常感到自己需要变得更加高效，更加多产。
It's so easy for us to fall into the trap of just being busy.
我们很容易堕入这样一种陷阱，我们总觉得自己要忙起来。
And when we get busy, we oftentimes take on more than we can handle.
所以为了让自己忙起来，我们经常会揽过自己力所不能及的一些事情。
We start thinking less of other people who aren't as busy as us.
而且我们会小看那些不如我们忙碌的人。
We think, here I am doing all this work for God, and these people are just sitting there.
我们会想，我做了那么多的事情，为了神而做那么多的事情，但这些人就坐在那里什么也不做。
Have you ever thought that?
你有过这样的想法吗？
What we end up doing is exactly what Martha did.
所以我们的行为就跟这里马大的行为是一样的。
We end up complaining.
最终我们就会抱怨。
Notice in verse 40 that Martha thinks her biggest problem is her sister.
但是马大在第四十节，我们看到马大认为，最大的问题出在他的这个妹妹身上。If
Mary would just help me, I wouldn't be this stressed.
他觉得如果玛利亚也来帮助我，我就不会这么压力这么大了。And
so what happens is that we take on more than we should, and then we get upset at other people when they don't take on more than they should.
所以这个事情的结果就是我们自己会包揽许多我们自己力不能及的事情，但是如果我们看到别人不像我们一样的大包大揽，我们就会感到气恼。And
so Martha complains to Jesus. She says, Jesus, don't you care?
所以马大在这里就跟耶稣抱怨说，主啊，你难道不在意吗？
And then she tells Jesus what to do.
然后她告诉耶稣应该干什么？
Tell my sister to help me.
让耶稣吩咐他的妹妹来帮助他。She's
frustrated.
他这时候非常的沮丧。This
is what happens when we lose sight of what's truly important.
当我们忽视了真正重要的事情的时候，我们就会有这样的反应。Notice
in verse 41 that Martha is rebuked by Jesus.
所以我们看到第41节里面，马大在这里被耶稣责备了。
And so remember that Jesus loves Martha, and so what he's about to say is coming from a heart of love.
我们当然知道耶稣非常爱这一家人，所以无论耶稣说什么，一定是出于爱心。
Anytime Jesus rebukes you, it's always from a place of love.
每一次，同样的，耶稣每一次来责备你，也一样，一定是出于爱心。
Rebuke is hard to hear, but we need to hear it sometimes.
忠言逆耳，但是我们需要听到这样的忠言。
He says, Martha, Martha, you are anxious and troubled about many things.
耶稣回答说，马大，马大，你为许多的事思虑烦扰。You
see, Martha thinks that her greatest problem is outside of her. It's Mary.
所以我们看到马大在这里认为最大的问题出在他以外，也就是他妹妹玛利亚的身上。But
Jesus tells her that her greatest problem is actually inside of her. It's her own heart.
但是耶稣指出 马大最大的问题出在他里面，出在他自己心里。This
is a humbling thing for us to hear.
所以这是一个叫人谦卑下来的教训。How
often do we blame others for what actually is a condition of our own heart?
所以我们自己是不是也经常因为自己内心的一些光景的不对，但是我们却去责备别人呢？
Jesus looks beyond the surface and he looks right into our hearts.
耶稣在这里透过表面 看穿了我们内心的真实的情况。
We can see the symptoms of our brokenness, but Jesus goes to the root cause of our brokenness.
我们往往看到的只是我们内心破碎的种种 表征，但是耶稣在这里指出的是那个根本的原因。
And if we were honest, we're like Martha in that we're worried and troubled about many things.
所以很多时候我们就跟马大一样，为许多的事思虑烦扰。
What is it that's worrying you this morning?
在今天早上是什么样的事情让你思虑烦扰？
What is it that's troubling you?
什么样的事情在让你烦恼呢？
How do we move from a place of being worried and troubled about many things and into a place of peace and rest?
我们又该如何从这样的思虑烦扰进入到平安安息之中呢？
Look at verse 42 with me.
我们一起来看42节。
We see in this verse that Mary is commended by Jesus.
在这里我们看到玛利亚受到了耶稣的称赞。
Jesus says that there's one thing that's necessary, and Mary chose that.
我们看到耶稣告诉他们，只有一件事是非做不可的，而且玛利亚选择了这件事情。
If you prioritize this one thing in your life, you won't be worried and troubled about the other things.
如果你真的把这一件事情当做最重要的事，那么你就不会再为其他的事情，思虑烦扰了。
If there's one thing you prioritize this year, make sure it's this.
如果你今年也只能优先做一件事情，我也希望你选的是这件事情。
What is it?
这是什么事呢？
It's found in verse 39.
在39节已经交代过了。
It says that Mary sat at the Lord's feet and listened to his teaching.
那就是玛利亚在耶稣脚前坐着听他的道。
That's it.
就是这么简单。
The one thing we need in 2019 is to spend time with Jesus.
在2019年我们最需要的一件事情就是花时间跟耶稣在一起。
It's simple, but it can oftentimes be a struggle for us.
这听起来简单，但很多时候对我们来说是一个比较艰难的征战。
As we spend time with Jesus, we become more like him.
当我们花更多的时间跟耶稣在一起，我们就越会有他的样式。
We experience his peace and rest as we take time to be with him.
我们会经历到他的平安，我们会安息在他里面。
Listen to what Jesus said in Matthew 11, verse 28-30.
在马太福音十一章二十八到三十节，耶稣这样说
Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light.
凡劳苦担重担的人可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。我心里柔和谦卑，你们当负我的轭，学我的样式，这样你们心里就必得享安息，因为我的轭是容易的，我的担子是轻省的。
And so as we come to Jesus, we find rest for our souls.
所以当我们回转来到耶稣面前的时候，我们也就找到了安息。
As we spend time in his presence, we begin to change.
当我们处在他的同在里面的时候，也就是我们生命开始被改变的时候。
1 Peter 5 verse 7 says that we're to cast all of our cares on him because he cares for us.
彼得前书五章七节说，你们要将一切的忧虑卸给神，因为他顾念你们。
And so all the things that are worrying you and troubling you, Jesus wants you to cast those things on him.
所以所有那些让你忧心烦恼的事情，耶稣都希望你把它交托在耶稣的手里面。
He wants to speak to you. He wants to answer your prayers. He wants you to see how much he loves you.
所以耶稣渴望来跟你说话，耶稣渴望来回答你的祷告，耶稣也希望能够你能够看到他多么的爱你。
He wants to give you his peace that surpasses all understanding.
耶稣渴望把他那出人意料的平安赐给你。
These are the things that are waiting for us as we spend time with Jesus.
所以这就是我们与耶稣相处我们所能期待的结果。
He doesn't want you to just work for him. He wants you to be with him and enjoy him.
他不只希望你能够忙着服侍他，而是希望你能够与他同在，与他为乐。
He doesn't just want your service, but he wants your heart.
他不仅要的是你的服侍，最重要的是他要你的心。
Our faith is not primarily about what we can do for God, but about seeing how much God in Christ has done for us.
因为我们的信仰最首要的不是关于你能为神做什么，而是神已经为你做了什么。
The more we understand how much He's done for us, the more we'll serve Him with a heart full of love.
如果我们真的能够 理解他为我们所成就的，我们才能真的是带着一颗感恩的爱的心来服侍他。
Charles Spurgeon said, "The way to get the revival is to begin at the Master's feet. You must go there with Mary, and afterwards you may work with Martha."
斯布珍曾经说过，我们开启复兴的一种方式就是从主的脚前开始。你必须跟玛利亚一起来到耶稣的脚前，之后你才能跟马大一起去做工。
And so, as we allow the Lord to fill us, we find that our work for God is fruitful because we're staying connected to Jesus.
当我们让主来充满我们自己的时候，我们的侍奉才会是蛮有果效的，因为我们跟耶稣有这样的连结。
And so, as we think about spending time with Jesus, it's important to remind ourselves of who He is and what He's done.
所以我们当我们这样来理清我们的理清我们的认识的时候，我们才会意识到他为我们做了什么，他是谁。
You and I can spend time with Jesus because the whole reason why Jesus came was to bring us to God.
我们需要花时间跟耶稣在一起，是因为耶稣来到世上就是为了让我们更加的亲近父神。
When Christ died on the cross, the Bible says that the veil in the temple was torn in two.
当耶稣基督在十字架上断了气的时候，圣经记载说，圣殿里的幔子裂开了。
The veil speaks of separation.
这个幔子就代表了隔绝。
It separates sinful people from a holy God.
这个幔子把有罪的人跟圣洁的上帝隔开来。
And so when Christ died, the veil in the temple was torn from top to bottom.
所以当耶稣死在十字架上的时候，殿里的幔子就从上到下裂为两半。
And so what that signifies is that God is the one that tore that way open for us to come to God.
这意味着上帝就是那一位神，他撕开了这样的一个隔绝的幔子，让我们可以进入到他的同在。
And so through the death of Jesus, the way to God has been opened up to us.
所以借着耶稣的死，我们每个人才可以通向神。
And so we have to see this not as a chore, but it's a privilege to get to be with God.
所以我们看到我们真的是得到了何等的特权，可以与上帝同在。
If you don't understand that God loves you, you're not going to want to spend time with Him.
如果你真的意识到上帝是这样的爱你，你真的是很希望跟上帝花时间在一起。
I believe this is why it's difficult for some of us to spend time with God.
我想这也是我们很多人觉得花时间跟上帝在一起有难度的原因。
You have to know the love of God for you.
因为你必须先意识到神对你是何等的爱。
You have to preach the gospel to yourself.
你必须对自己传讲这个福音。
As we do that, our hearts become warm. We become open to God's love for us.
当我们提醒自己上帝的爱的时候，我们的心就会充满了这样的温暖，我们会充满了上帝的爱。
Hebrews 4:16 says, "Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need."
希伯来书四章十六节说，所以我们只管坦然无惧地来到施恩的宝座前，为要得连续蒙恩惠，做随时的帮助。
Because of the cross of Christ, there's only grace for you this morning.
因为耶稣基督的十字架，我们今天早上能给你的就是神的恩典。
And as we looked at the past year, what we need most is the grace of God.
当我们回顾看过去的一年，我们也会意识到我们最需要的就是神的恩典。
I love that song we sang about the grace of God.
今天我们也唱了这个有关恩典的诗歌。
What you're going to need most this year is the grace of God.
今年你最需要的也是神的恩典。
And so now is the time to begin to spend time with God, to be strong in His grace, so that when the trials of life come, we'll be able to stand firm.
所以我们最需要的就是跟神在一起，在他的恩典里面坚固，所以当试探来临的时候，你可以胜过。
And so as we think about spending time with Jesus, we need to come up with good habits to do that.
所以我们需要形成这样的习惯，腾出时间跟耶稣在一起。
What are the areas in my life? Where can I create room for Jesus?
在我的生命里面还有哪一些领域我还需要腾出空间来来让耶稣进来
What are the distractions that I need to lay aside so that I could spend time with him?
是哪些让我分心的事情我其实可以把它放到一边让我专注于耶稣
What are the good things that I'm doing that are getting in the way of me enjoying the best thing?
是哪些原本是好的事情让我分心让我无福享受那个上好的福分
When the disciples in Luke chapter 10 when they went out they were healing people and casting out demons
我们看到路加福音第十节前面的经文耶稣的门徒得到这样的权柄他们能医病赶鬼
I want to read what Jesus says here in this section
我们看到在路加福音第十章耶稣这样说
Luke 10 verse 18 he says and he said to them I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven
第十章十七节说那七十个人欢欢喜喜地回来说主啊因你的名就是鬼也服了我们
Behold I have given you authority to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy and nothing shall hurt you
第十九节耶稣说我已经给你们权柄可以践踏蛇和蝎子有胜过仇敌一切的能力，断没有什么能害你们。
Notice what he says in verse 20.
在第二十节，耶稣说
：“Nevertheless, do not rejoice in this that the spirits are subject to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven.”
然而，不要因鬼服了你们就欢喜，要因你们的名记录在天上欢喜。
You know what he's saying here?
你看耶稣在这里，到底是说了什么呢
？Don't find your primary joy in what you do for God.Find your deepest joy in what God has done for you.
你最大的喜乐不在于你为神做了什么，而是来提醒自己神为你做了什么。
If you believe in the person and work of Jesus this morning, your name is written in heaven.
如果你真的信靠了耶稣基督的名，你的名已经记录在天上。
As we think upon that, that's going to help us to serve the Lord with gladness.
所以，当我们有这样的一种观念，我们才可以来好好的服侍神。
And so Mary understood this.
我们知道，在这里玛利亚非常清楚这一点。
In John chapter 12, verses 1 and 2, we see that Mary anointed Jesus at Bethany.
在马太福音的约翰福音的十章，十二章的一到二节，我们看到耶稣来到伯大尼
She brought a jar of expensive perfume and poured it out on Jesus.
我们看到玛利亚拿着一斤极贵的香膏抹在耶稣的脚上
And so this was a sacrifice that cost her a lot of money.
我们知道这个香膏无比的贵重它真的是花了很多的钱
The scripture says that it was equal to a year's worth of wages.
根据圣经的记载这个钱可以其实是这个是一个人一年的收入
And so why did she do this to Jesus?
所以玛利亚为什么要做这件事情呢
Jesus says in John chapter 12 verse 7 Leave her alone so that she may keep it for the day of my burial
在约翰福音十二章七节耶稣说由她吧她是为我安葬之日存留的
This sacrifice was being criticized by people
玛利亚做出了如此大的一个奉献，但是她周围的人却因此而批评她。
But Mary understood something that many of the disciples missed.
但是在这里，玛利亚其实关注到了许多甚至许多门徒都没有关注的事情。
That Jesus was going to suffer and die on the cross.
她意识到耶稣会受难并死在十字架上。
And so Jesus says, "Leave her alone because she did it." To prepare for my burial.
因此耶稣说由他吧，他是为我安葬之日存留的。
And so as Mary spent time with Jesus, she had Jesus' teaching deep inside of her.
所以我们看到，玛利亚花了时间跟耶稣在一起，她听耶稣讲的道，这个道真的已经深深的在她心里面。
By spending time with Jesus, she understood more of the gospel.
他借着花更多的时间跟耶稣在一起，玛利亚才是更懂福音的那个人。
And so this is my prayer for us this morning. That we would spend time with Jesus, that we would preach the gospel to ourselves, and that our hearts would be full of the love of God. Let's begin to make these habits that we can spend time with Jesus. Maybe for you it's just 5 minutes.
对于你来说, 也许开始只是五分钟。
Maybe it's a half hour, but I would encourage you to start somewhere.
也许是半个小时, 但是这件事情总得有个开头。
Let's come alongside each other and encourage one another in this.
所以我也希望我们大家能够在这件事上能够彼此扶持，彼此鼓励。
Let's be willing to ask for prayer when we don't desire God as we should.
所以我们也应该为那些，当我们不那么渴慕神的时候，我们应该来求神给我们一个祷告的心。
In the last part of our verse here in Luke chapter 10, Jesus says that one thing is necessary. Mary has chosen the good portion which will not be taken away from her.
所以在我们今天经文的最后，也就是路加福音的第十章，第42节。 耶稣说，但是不可少的只有一件，玛利亚已经选择那上好的福分，是不能夺去的。You'll
never regret spending time with Jesus.
你只要花时间跟耶稣在一起，你就不会后悔。This
is the best thing. This is the best goal that we can have for the new year.
在新年，这就是我们上好的福分。I
pray that God would give us grace this year to walk with Him.
我也希望神给我们这样的恩典，在今年我们与他同行。
I pray that the Lord would help us to sit quietly and listen to His Word.
我祷告神, 让我们可以安静地坐在耶稣的脚前听他的道。
And I pray that He would give us a heart to love Him more.
我也祷告他, 给我们这样的心, 更多地爱他。
Let's pray.
我们来祷告。
Father, we just say that we need you.
父神啊, 我们真的是需要你。
I ask that you would help our hearts to desire you more. I pray with the things that distract us, God, that we would be able to lay those things aside and spend time with you.
主啊, 无论是什么东西让我们分心，让我们烦扰, 希望我们能把它放到一边, 我们花更多的时间与你同在。
I pray that you would remind us of your great love for us.
我希望你常常提醒我们, 你对我们的爱是何等的伟大。
That we would look forward to meeting with you. That you would restore the joy of our salvation. That we would be more excited about you this year than we have ever been.
这一年我们要更比以往更加的火热来对待你。
Help us to understand that this is the thing that we need most.
让我们能够真的明白这一年我们最需要的事情。
To sit in your presence and to listen to your word. And so help us this year. Give us grace to walk in all that you have.
And
pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.